Well, it's been a little while since Christian Thorndotter explained to us on Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio that there is going to be a militant food festival, and that food festival is set for September 18th in, around, and all about militant New York. Thorn, it's nice to speak to you again, and we're getting closer to this food festival.
We are indeed. It's about a week and a half away.
And, you know, it's interesting when I went to the you can go to the Militant New York site and take a look at what's going on. But this really is a pretty, pretty extensive event, especially for a first time, where basically I think most of the stores and restaurants in Militant are participating in this event.
I mean, we're lucky that, you know, in the small village that we have here, we have a lot of restaurants and drink places. You know, we have a coffee brewing company as well as a tea company and a handful of restaurants, and everyone's on board. And we were able to invite a few extra vendors in. And so, you know, the party will literally go from, you know, the first restaurant when you come to town, which is Four Brothers, and go all the way out to Northeast Ford, where Lan at Northeast Ford and his team have a bunch of pop-up vendors and activities there. And it'll be all throughout Main Street and all, you know, towards, you know, Elizabeth's Jewelry is going to have cider and donuts. There will be wine tasting at Trotter's Liquor, and the gals at Talk of the Town will have a tent and some activities outside.
And what are the hours that this runs through?
So the farmer's market usually, you know, normally starts around 10. You know, Irving, the diner, opened earlier, 7, 8 o'clock. So, you know, we're kind of saying to our vendors that are, you know, from outside that are coming in, that they'll be open around, you know, that 10, 11 o'clock hour. And then they'll run as long as they have, you know, food and supplies.
You know, it's interesting to look at what Militant has to offer. When you talk about the farmer's market, you've got the Baker's Wife there, Lightforce Bakery, Coco's Crumbs, Moon to Pond Farm, Breezy Hill Orchard, Broadfoot Farm, Herondale Farm, Jacuterie, also PBV Farms. You also have lots of different things going on. I love the Love Feast, serving Indian vegan food. Is going to be happening, and also an entree provided by the Northeast Community Center's interns using local ingredients.
Yeah, John Novak and his team at the NECC Farmers Market have, you know, been able to get more vendors in because of the event, and so they've really got some fun stuff that'll happen at the Farmers Market that day. And you know, I think they're even going to have a little live music, and so it'll be a lot of fun. We're just hoping the weather cooperates.
You know what? We deserve a cooperative weather, and I'm sure we'll get it.
Yeah, I agree.
But you know, when I look at at the website and I look at who to offer, I'm amazed, really, when I look at this in Militant. You've got Four Brothers, The Dig, Harney, Golden Walk. These are just food places, okay? You have Taro's Pizza, Oakhurst Diner. You have Rookie Farm Bakery, Candio's Candy Store. I'm amazed at when you go down here, you see 52 Main, the Millerton Inn. It's absolutely amazing. Talk of the Town Deli. The amount of places that you can go to eat in Millerton is amazing, but they're not the only ones participating. But I think all the businesses in one way or another are participating as well.
Well, I think it's a way to, you know, just create an event to draw people, but we're, you know, also able to highlight our food and drink related businesses in town. And most of the ones you just mentioned are existing ones that are here. A lot of them are doing something special for the day. Like The Dig is, you know, has a extended crepe station. They're going to have live music down there. Candy O's, Jillian and her team there, we're going to make some ice cream tacos for the day as a special occasion. And, you know, as folks know, you know, the diner, Harney Tea in Irving and even Western Limb Pantry, yeah, they have food and stuff, but, you know, they're going to do something special for the day or try to, or, you know, the movie house, you know, you can always go in for popcorn and candy even on the day. So we're excited to have, you know, kind of highlight our existing and restaurants and drink related places that are here on the daily. But we're also excited to have a few outside vendors come in, but they all have some sort of relation to Millerton.
You know, it's interesting because when you take the village of Millerton and then you take the events like this food festival, which is coming up on September 18th, and now you lay over that the rail trail, okay? And we'll, by the way, we are going to be set up in front of, if the weather's nice, it'll be indoors if it's not. But if the weather's nice, we'll be set up in front of the old schoolhouse, the Irondale Schoolhouse, which is smack dab there, right where the rail trail comes through Millerton. But I think having the rail trail there brings so many additional people into town, and especially when you have something like this where people who are cruising on the rail trail, and it's not a small rail trail anymore. It's big, and I think it's that alone itself helps organizations like what you're doing and putting on this event.
Yeah, I mean, even the schoolhouse, they're going to have a cookie thing there for the kids. Or if you're just on the rail trail and some cookies, you can swing by there and learn something about the schoolhouse, or you know, take a break and have a cookie, and you guys will be there. And if you continue on north on the rail trail, that's where we're setting up some of the local Millerton farms who are situated normally in outside of town, by Willowbrook Farm, which is north on 22, Mackinac, which is south on 22. And Sylamar, which is just south on 22, we're all coming into town with some of their offerings and a pop-up tent, and they'll be down by Country Gardener's Florist on the rail trail, along with Mama Lo's Barbecue and Cosmic Donuts.
The Millerton Food Festival is village-wide all day, September 18th in Millerton, New York. And I think at this point, you as a business person with the Main Street Magazine, and we here at a radio station, events like this wouldn't be possible without sponsors. And I think you've put together a pretty impressive list of sponsors that make something like this possible.
The sponsors are basically all Millerton-based businesses, basically with the exception of one which is not situated in town, but everyone else is or works in some capacity here. And they are all committed to the community and to this area and all the folks who live and work here. So we are super excited to have our sponsors. And if you don't mind me running through the list, it's Associated Lightning, Colton's Extraordinary Care, Crown Energy Corp, Elise Harney Real Estate, Harney & Sons Tea, Harrington's, Neller Insurance Agency, Main Street Magazine, Northeast Ford, Oakhurst Diner, Oblong Books, and Salisbury Bank. And as you see, some of these are staples in the village here as well as beyond. So we're super thrilled to have them be part of this event and help us, gain attention.
And what's great about it is it you couldn't have events like that if you didn't have the support of businesses willing to get behind it and join you.
Exactly. I mean, my office has basically been putting this event together with the backing of the community here, with the mayor and the village, as well as the Business Alliance. And so, you know, this is basically all just man hours from my office and the couple of hard expenses that we've had to put this together. The sponsors are covering the expense of that, and just as a way to promote the village and just have a little, you know, festivity and give people a reason to come to town. And we hope that if this is a successful event, that we can put together an even bigger one for next year.
Well, let's talk for just a second about the Millerton Business Alliance, because it's an important factor that you need businesses communicating with one another on events and things to do and things for the overall good of the town. And if anybody's listening out there and they've got a business in Millerton, this is an organization that's inexpensive to join. You've got, I think the dues are $90 or $100 a year, something like that. And it drives something like this.
Well, since I've been here in town, we came and started my business almost 10 years ago. And I got fairly quickly after that involved. And the objective that the group had at that time was to try to have the business community have a say in things and be able to do things for the betterment of the community. Not just for the, you know, it's not just the Main Street businesses. It's everyone within even the town of Northeast, which Millerton, the village of Millerton, is within the town of Northeast. We're very inclusive and it's very open. We hold meetings once a month, and they're actually tonight, they're Wednesdays at 5:30, and will be held in front of the Irondale Schoolhouse, so it's in person outside. And we, through the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years since I've been involved, I've seen it grow, and I've seen our membership, you know, grow. And we have, you know, now at our meetings, you know, both the village mayor, Jen Nijak, as well as the town supervisor of Northeast, Chris Cannon, come and participate in our meetings. And we have an open form of communication and work together. And it's really encouraging to see that part of it. And we're really proud of that. And they, you know, they ask us our opinion. We ask them for their opinions. And we try to work together just to do things, you know, to, you know, not just promote Millerton, but to do things together to help, you know, grow it. And everyone's involved, for example, in the Eddie Collins Park project and other such projects. So it's just wonderful to see, and we're all, you know, working towards the same thing.
I think that more towns can learn from this. I know towns have their own business associations and things like this, but I think that the fact that you just brought in the Millerton Business Alliance and the businesses themselves and town government and village government all meet on a regular basis to see what's best for the town, what's best for the businesses, what's best for the residents, and what can work out, really heads off problems that can come up in the future. I just think it's great that you work so closely together.
It's really been nice. And that way, like, you know, some years ago when we would have questions about certain, you know, government, you know, type things, now, you know, Jen is there or Chris is there and they're able to speak to it or answer questions when they come up about certain other issues. And so that open form of communication has been just so nice. And, you know, everyone here since I've been involved in this town, you know, is so nice and willing to do things and work towards the common good for, you know, not just, as I said, not just the business, but the whole community, and everyone's involved. And it's a running joke here in town that, you know, there are a handful of people who wear all the hats, meaning that they're involved in everything. But it's important to have, you know, those people who are committed to this community. And I will say, for the most part, if you just look at Main Street here, that I think I counted a while back, but I think close to 80% of the properties on Main Street are owned by their businesses. Like, you know, Dana and her daughter Phoebe at Montage, they own their building there. You know, the Harneys own their building. Movie House, obviously, is owned by the new owners there. So the reason for saying that is these folks are not just invested in their business, but they're invested in this community to the point that they have purchased property and pay taxes here. And they want the community to thrive. And, you know, we're always trying to better it.
Well, it all adds up to obviously something that's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully many, many, many years from now, we'll be talking about the 20th anniversary. But it's the it's the first Millerton Food Festival, September 18th, throughout the town. And you can get more information at the website, which is, I think, MillertonNewYork.org.
Millerton, New York, spelled out newyork.com.
Okay.
And there's right on the homepage, there's a click to go to all the listings, and we tried to have everything on there at each location with their address and what they're offering, although I have a couple of updates today, but it's a pretty comprehensive list on there, as well as all of our sponsors are listed.
And by the way, when we finish this interview, it'll go up on our on-demand page, and all those links and businesses are also put up on with this interview as well. Well, Thorne, we'll
Fantastic.
See you definitely on the 18th. We'll be, like I said, with Ralph Fidelli at the schoolhouse, and we hope to see a lot of people.
I hope so, and we're very excited, and we hope everyone comes and has a safe and enjoyable time.